Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Fried. So good to be back here with you, Kay. How are you? How do we feel since the season has ended? What do we think? Do we have any? You know, I saw that Greg and Victoria are doing the rounds now.
Oh, they're on their relationship tour.
That's when you start to go, both of them aren't here for the right reasons, so to speak, right?
And they were just on Nick Viall's podcast and he's put out a bunch of clips with them.
Right.
They're very close with Nick, obviously, so Nick gets priority anyways.
This is the thing. When you go, the minute you go to Nick is the minute you out yourself as being a lot like Nick and about...
Yeah.
You know, the things, you know, very LA, very much about numbers and getting followers and all the things that, you know, we're all kind of into, but some do more classy than others.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nick is the face of LA douchery.
Douchery, drama, influencer, all of it.
Just influencer things. A lot of, you know, I would say Nick is a human. A lot of you have been asking, to me. Nick is someone that needs to go get these younger Bachelor contestants on his show to stay relevant because now he's in a relationship and now he has less to talk about. Now he's less scandalous. The farther he gets away, the more he becomes this kind of weirdly offshoot of The Bachelor in a way that it's almost like the comment, you go there to basically say, I'm here to be an LA person. Don't you think?
No, I totally agree. And Nick is very much, he wants to remove himself from The Bachelor so bad.
Yeah, right.
He wrote a book and he's like, because I have a girlfriend now, I know everything about relationships.
Right,
and
right,
it's
right.
So if you want to remove yourself from this, why do you only interview Bachelor people? I mean, at least for the most part, he does interview other people, but exactly what I think you're trying to say is that he's beating off of them, sucking the lives out of the Bachelor people,
right.
Give himself that younger.
He sucks the youth out of them. He's like an old
witch.
Very
hocus pocus. Very right, hocus pocus.
I don't know. So, I mean, the minute you see them on there, it's listen, what Victoria did and how it went down. I mean, wow, entertaining and fun to watch. But you see her, all of a sudden she's on that show and they're leaning into each other. They look
he's massaging
villainous.
Her shoulders.
Right.
As she's getting upset. I mean, that would suck now. If I were in that relationship, I would feel stuck.
Well, your business, stuck. I agree with you. Your business is the relationship. You know, it's... Much in the same way Nick has to invite on younger Bachelor people to come on the show to keep energizing the show, these people have to, now their relationship, they got to find angles. You know, what are we going to do next mm-hmm. together? Oh, let's go on this podcast. Listen, we'll have them on here too.
Do you guys want to come on our podcast?
Right. No, they don't want to come on here. I already know that.
I just feel like at this point, when you've gone this far, you've done so much, riled up all of America in a good way or bad way. There's people probably rooting for them. There's people probably who are like, fuck them. But I would feel so stuck because now all of the eyes are on you and you better make this relationship work. Otherwise, people are going to be like, told ya.
Well, this is the thing. To me, they're more of a business partnership than anything else. You know, Victoria and Greg I don't look at them and go love. I look at them, I go agreement. Mm-hmm. They are
contract.
Kind of, They have a contract. Maybe they're in love, whatever. But like Victoria on the show, if we want to look back, she's going through this whole decision of like Alex is ready to start life and Johnny's ready to, isn't ready. And then she gets into this relationship that, you know, the only way for it to work is if it becomes Spencer, Pratt and Heidi.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, which is, listen, which if we look, if we kind of have to do some apologies to Spencer and Heidi, they've got a family that they've made it work. But like their relationship is all about how do we make this relationship relevant to make mm-hmm. money off of the relation. That's their business. That's their industry.
That is their business.
So they're business partners as well as lovers, you know? So, which it seems to work for them. But like, we all made fun of Spencer and Heidi because we were like, these are crazy people. But I think you have to be crazy people to have a lasting business partnership that is also yes. your relationship, you know?
I don't think Spencer and Heidi would have lasted this long if they weren't somewhat
a little
unstable.
Off. Right. Right. And so when I saw the clips kind of show up on my feed from Nick Viall, who is, you know, seems to be the contract lawyer of influencers in, mm-hmm. you know, he has that vibe. And listen, I'm talking shit, but I'm in a exploratory way. I'm trying to.
For research.
For science. I'm in a way that, like, I'm just trying to, like, figure out my feelings on seeing Greg and Victoria on that show because they did look like. They honestly looked like, and I always bring up wrestling on this show, and some I get a couple messages. I get two messages a week from like two people who cross over into wrestling world and Bachelor world. But they look like two wrestling heels, just like they look like, you know, it's Randy Savage and the Fabulous Linda, like arms around each other, leather jackets on, like, yeah, we're just chilling now. And it's like, wait a minute, you guys are you're the mean couple. I don't know.
You're the mean couple. It's really weird to see it. And I guess it's kind of also appropriate that they're on Nick's podcast because Nick was essentially, Nick didn't out them, but he did post that video on his TikTok of Greg and Victoria and captioned it, soft launch, which is what everybody sent everything into spiral. Like, yes, we saw the pictures of them in Rome taken by some random fans, but Nick is the one who
he was
really
behind it the whole time.
Like,
this
who
was
confirmed
all,
the relationship. Mm-hmm.
This was all to get an extra listener for Nick's podcast. I mean, like all of this, they're all pawns in his game of chess.
I mean, well, it works.
It works. Anything else from the season that we want to talk about? Just, you know, at, you know, high level.
I mean, did it feel weird, like sort of like a drop off after the season ended? Like, I feel like it just ended and there was, I don't know, it felt like a really cold cut. Like,
right,
last night and Monday night, I'm like, well, what the fuck do I watch on TV? Like, what's on TV?
Yeah, it
I don't have an activity for a Monday night anymore.
Right. And especially because of the way it ends on the show where it's like, you know, we get this breakup and Greg and Victoria, but then we get like Brandon and Serene who you go, I guess they go off and they're in love. Like there was no middle couple of like, what's going to happen with them? You know, like there was no one I needed, you know, updates with that I wanted to be like, oh, let me check out their lives, you know, like other than, you know, so it's, so today we're going to do the Betchies Awards. We're going to give awards for the season.
Yes.
And we have many categories, but I've also written up some ways I want to change the show. I think there's something to discuss because I think there's ways to help this show. We can get creative in a way that this show obviously won't. I mean, they hijacked the Love is Blind premise of the split, which, again, I'm happy they did. But, like, I think this show I still think it could be better. I don't know about you.
I totally agree. And I think we have great ideas for how we could improve the show. I mean, I've seen enough reality TV shows to where I'm like, why don't we just switch this up a little bit? Because I thought it was really fun when they did the Love Island like switch, because I'm like, okay, the stakes are raised. This is something different. It's
absolutely
changed for the past, like, you know, whatever, 6 years, 7 years that it's been on. Like, let's do a little something different so it's not so cut and paste every season.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Do we want to give out the awards before we do a makeover?
Yeah. Awards first.
Let's give out the awards. Hard to do. We start with most likable. Who do you got?
This could be controversial, but honestly, I thought Victoria up until the very end was the most likable. I thought she was so fun, like fully made a 180 from who she was on Pete's season. We actually get to see like fun, girly personality. She was funny. Victoria was the most likable for me. I mean, obviously up until the end, but I still don't even dislike her.
She didn't make my most likable, but I see her in a different light than you do. I think I'm going to get to her in some later categories, but
yeah.
I hear you. Like watching her on the show was a delight. It was for a minute. And then, I mean, honestly, the way it ended, like I'm okay with how it ended because I like the fire burning. Like I'm okay with that. Like I don't hate Victoria for bringing on Greg Grippo,
but who cares?
I do look at it and I go, okay. Like it's a fascinating turn to bring a
choices
guy that
were
wasn't
made.
Even on, right, he wasn't even on the show, and all of a sudden he's mic'd up and he's in the most important seat at the end. It's crazy.
Wait, why is Greg back for another hot seat where he just gets reamed for everything?
Right, what is with this dude? This is the other thing. Like, you wonder what's Greg's deal. Like we don't know anything about him. We really don't. He got into a deep with Kate, who seems to not like him at all. Seems like still doesn't seem to really get along with Greg. And it's not like they've had like a post show. Like, hey, we're together on Instagram stories, and then we have him just show up into a love triangle, like. Mm-hmm. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You have to wonder, what's this guy's deal?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Victoria, like, maybe she didn't physically cheat on him, but obviously something fucked up has gone.
Oh, I mean, we went over it on last week's episode. There's no question that she lived in the land of black and white when she was operating in the gray. Like, she mm-hmm. answers to black and white while operating in gray. And that's what people do when they want to win and they don't want to admit any fault. They go, what? What? He's a friend. So what? Yeah. I talk on Instagram with a guy I've never met who's kind of hot and I'm attracted to. Who? What are you talking about? And
it's like, come on.
You know what we're talking about. So, okay, my most likable was Andrew and Flo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, we know you love Andrew. So that
big Andrew
was,
fan.
We knew that was coming.
I mean, again, and I'm looking at this from the end of the season. Like, I walk away. What are my feelings? Andrew, I liked him throughout the whole time. There was a moment, I remember referencing this during the show, when Thomas and what's her face?
Becca
show up to the beach. Thomas was the one that was proposed to by Becca. And Andrew takes his hand and goes, "Let's show us the ring." And he's doing this fun thing that women do with women's rings. And I was like, I like this guy. And then the other person was Flo, who just seemed so cool, so fun,
Flo was great.
Never really, she no drama, just straight up with people. I mean, I don't know. There's a reason that Flo gets brought in from the Australian version. Producers like her. You know, like she's very obviously well liked, and it showed on camera.
I mean, even her like drama with the twins was just like,
no.
Okay, he's not paying attention to me. Like, and she's like, I'm gonna say it loud because he's 5 feet away.
Right.
It wasn't, I love that she also went out with them and like, I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then the breakup at the end was like, cool.
She understood, she always understood the weather of her, the climate. She always understood the climate. So she goes on the dates with the twins. Let's take shots. Let's fuck around. I'm here with a bunch of 23-year-olds that live with their mom. Great. Then she comes back to the beach and they're going to have a breakup. She's like, it's a 23-year-old that I had a bunch of shots with. We'll break up. You know, good luck with everything. You know, she always got it. What do you got for most improved throughout the season?
I thought Shanae. I thought we were really going to dislike Shanae at the beginning. Yeah, we had the breakup at the end that was kind of like, come on, like, I don't know. But
She was who we thought she was.
Yeah, it was the Scooby-Doo thing again. It was her all along. But I do feel like I liked Shanae way more than I thought I was going to.
You could understand why Shanae had friends after leaving the show. Like, you know, it wasn't that, like, after the first one, you were like, how does anyone like her? Like, when she went on Clayton season, you go, how does anyone even relate to this person? And then you go, and then you find out, oh, she's still connected with a Bachelor Nation. You go, because sometimes they go on the show, they explode, and they have no connection to Bachelor Nation whatsoever. She didn't have that. And then you go, and then seeing her operate on the beach, you go, oh, I get why people enjoy her company. We're seeing her at her worst, and there's another side.
I feel like that's the same way with Kate. Kate is hanging out with everybody from the show, all the girls. Everybody clearly seems to like Kate.
Right.
I think we just got Kate. In a compromising situation.
I had Logan as the most improved throughout the season.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
I gotta say, in the beginning you go, you know, Logan had a Nick Vialish thing to him. He had that reputation of like he's here for the wrong reasons, so to speak. He still might have that for some people, but I just watching him kind of operate and go, you know, he did use the show for the premise of the show. Get here, date around, see if you match with anyone. He does that. He seems fun with like everyone on the beach. He comes to the after the rose special. He says his piece in a very, you know, he defended himself well in a, even though he was in a winnable position, but he defended himself well.
I mean, he was going to win regardless.
But he did a lot of good stuff off show where he was making fun of the idea of being, you know, the guy with no money or, you know, not the right car for Kate.
The TikToks.
So
he's done a good job.
He did a good job. Least improved throughout the season. What do you think? I had for least improved the beach. The beach is disgusting. It's never, it looks worse for wear. Even when they get there, you go, oh, beautiful Mexico. Within one episode, you're like, I don't even want to smell that beach. Like
the thought of it is gross.
It's gross. You see where they live. You see how it gets treated. You see the, you know, for the women, the makeup everywhere. Sometimes you get inside of like the living spaces. There's, you know, hair dryers everywhere. And I look at the beach and I just go, ugh, thank God I'm not there. Thank God I can go to a hotel. Thank God I don't have to go to this beach.
I mean, I can only imagine the amount of like just hair everywhere.
Right. Right.
Hair all over the day beds, like just yes. wet. Ugh. I hate
the crabs running around with hair in their claws. Yeah, it's just, yeah, the beach just doesn't age well on this show. The minute one, you could tell, like, cleaned, ready to go. We got it primped and prompt and ready to go.
Yeah.
Then you see, and then, like, within a day, you're right, like, hair and Ugh. Sogginess and fucking assholes rubbing against everything. Yeah, no, I'm yeah, out on the beach.
Actually, though, like the girls' asses are out, just like out. Bleh, can't.
That thing is just one. That beach is just one toilet paper rag that everyone's just rubbing their tussies on. Yeah.
So, my least improved was Aaron. I was like, all right, he's back on the beach. Like, let's see what happens. Maybe he meet someone, because like his big thing was that he didn't want to have the same season as last season where it was like him getting rejected. He's like, that won't be me. And Right. So we're sort of like cheering him on, like he's fun to watch on Instagram, he's a funny guy, but then you just realized he's like a dick, just a straight up like dick,
you know. It was the same guy. There was no aging, there was no maturing from
Nothing
season
changed.
To season. Yeah, it was guy who got turned down, but then same guy who said, I'm not going to get turned down, you're right. And then he basically latches on to one person to be able to stay. He played the game. Mm-hmm. And he played the game that he could win. And I guess if you play, you know, by his standards, he won. He stayed the whole time.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that was his goal.
But that wasn't, you know, winning his version of the game is not maturing. And you're right. It's just, yeah, you just stayed. And yeah, I'm with you. I wasn't a bigger Aaron fan towards the end than I was at the beginning. most entertaining couple. Who did you have?
I had Aaron and Genevieve. Man, like, it was fucked up watching. Like, I hate to say that I liked watching them, but sometimes you just gotta watch that building burn, and that was, I mean, they gave you enough entertainment because you never knew what was gonna happen. Like, is Genevieve gonna leave today? Is she gonna pack up her suitcase and go? What's Aaron gonna get pissed about?
It's funny that you bring that up, because they match your friend in the 6 month relationship to a T. Like the friend that, like, I'm going out with Aaron, and you go, great, what's this guy like? He's great. We had an amazing first date. It was like a 3-hour first date. Then you hear he's not texting. And you have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You have to walk your friend through. Well, why don't you text this? Now you're Cyrano. You're behind the curtains. You're the person leading your friend through these texts, and you're trying to help them with the text. And then all of a sudden, oh, we went on a third date. And then, oh, great. And we had sex. Oh, how was it? Amazing. The sex was unbelievable. You're on this high with them. You're going, oh, good for them. They got great sex. And then they come back and they go, he's not texting. Do you think he'll get back to me on the text? And then you're like, I don't know. It doesn't look good. And you want to tell them the truth. And then they're like, he got back to me. And you go, great. And they're like, oh, we got together at 2 a.m. and it was fun and we fucked. And then he isn't texting again. And you're like, now you're in this rut. And then all of a sudden there's this breakup and your friend comes to you and you go, yeah, I tried telling you and it was hard to tell you. I didn't want to disappoint you. And then it just goes away. And you're like, yep. I gave 6 months of my life to this relationship that I knew was never going to work. And now it's disappeared.
All the
and that's
flags.
Aaron and Genevieve kind of, because they even on the after show, they go, yeah, we don't speak anymore. And you're like, wait, we don't listen to you discuss itch versus hurts? What?
Yeah. And they had just like the highest highs, but the lowest lows. There was no just like, yeah, we're good. We're cruising. It was like either great or everything was awful.
Yeah, it was
whiplash.
Just a lot of whiplash and being the friend of the relationship that's not going to work out. And it's like, I can't believe I gave my energy to that, even though it brought entertainment, it brought fodder, it brought, you know, gave me and my friends something to discuss.
I'm ready to hear what next, like, drama is on the table for it.
Right.
All right, who did you have?
I had anything Victoria was entertaining to me. Anything mm-hmm. Victoria, because she's so confident and she's absolutely gorgeous and has a way about her that you can tell men fall for. She's something about yeah. Mary. She's, you know, she had that vibe of like, because, you know, with Genevieve and Shanae, they don't have the confidence, the ability to just like walk around and be like, I don't give a shit. And Victoria had that I don't give a shit thing that men kind of slip on, you know? Mm-hmm. And if they're chasing her, she can really make them wonder what the fuck, in the way that we hear from a lot of females on the, you know, on especially You Up, I hear from women, but men go through this too. I've been that guy where you're like, I don't know what to do with this person. They don't even seem to care. So Victoria's, you know, she's got Alex chasing her. She's got Johnny chasing her. Then she convinces Johnny kind of like to propose. The only way you get to me, if you want to climb Victoria Mountain, where's the proposal? He does this.
I can't believe it.
They, you know, this off-camera thing goes on, and now she's got Greg Grippo in her claws. And you go, I think she's just interesting to me. And I think, like, if they had more people like her on the beach, I think this show would be better for it.
Yeah. I mean, I was here for the Victoria ride, like... Again, she also sort of used the show the way it was supposed to be. I mean, mm-hmm. the fact that she ended up talking Johnny into proposing was crazy. I mean, he literally said to Neil Lane, I guess I made it this far. Like, I have to do it. He's like, right. You don't have to do it. But
right.
Victoria's like behind there with like a gun. She's like, you have to do it.
Right.
So,
well, even more so, she's not with the gun. If it, you know, that's what makes her so powerful. She goes... Yeah, you don't propose, you lose me. You know, and he's like, oh, fuck, I know why. He knew it's proposal or gone. And yeah. she was like, I'm cool with you gone. Because I gotta move on with life. That's why the Greg thing doesn't match. That's mm-hmm. why it makes her seem like a master manipulator now, as opposed to on the season. Because on the season, she goes, propose or I'm gone. And then...
Yeah.
And now she's with this new guy and she's getting chow tattoos. So you're like, was this just a game all along? Like, am I playing this, you know, are you Jigsaw?
You know, I didn't know that name. So I never saw.
Just right. because
not my movie.
Not your cup of tea. Yeah.
And I didn't know that guy's name was Jigsaw until yeah. my roommate dressed up as him for Halloween this year.
That's hilarious. Man, we were one Halloween away from that reference not working at all.
That reference almost didn't work.
Would have fallen on deaf ears. The best date, what did you think? Kate, we both agreed.
Kate and Hayden.
Yes.
Hayden.
Who the fuck is Hunter?
I don't know why.
We both wrote Kate and Hunter.
Hunter's a girl who was on the show.
Right.
But it was,
no.
Hayden.
What was Hayden's dog's name? Rambo.
Rambo.
No, okay. Not Hunter. Okay. So, yeah, Kate and Hayden, just that was the moment where, like, Kate really becomes the person that we've come to know her as, is this, like, yeah. kind of. After I don't want to call her gold digging. I would say she's situation digging, like, because it seems like she makes her own money. It doesn't seem she was looking for something, you know, she's looking for a situation that isn't easy to describe in this internet culture where anyone who's looking for things that she's looking for is immediately evil. So like it's hard to go on the Twitter and be like, I'm just looking for a Range Rover and a McMansion in the Atlanta suburbs and everyone else can go fuck themselves. And I respect that.
I do too. Like, the second I see, you know, actor or musician on a dating app, X. Next.
Listen, and you are not alone. I hear from the LA women all the time. The LA women, they're like, I'm just looking for a job that has health insurance on the guy.
Hello. And it's I need a 401k.
It's a big thing there. Yeah.
I need like health insurance, but or like just like I would love to date a guy, which is a normal like data analyst job that like sits behind a desk.
This is the speech every LA woman gives.
This is what I want.
You're officially a Los Angelino, okay? Because this is the speech every. I just want a guy like just be a lawyer, be an accountant.
Be
I just
normal.
Want they women move to LA within 7 minutes. They are exhausted.
I don't want to see your TikTok or your YouTube channel.
And you know what? It isn't even about. Listen, you just understand that their hustle is not for a relationship. Their hustle is for the hustle. You know, so
yes,
that's why I can understand. It's not even about. Again, this is back to Kate. To her, I understood what she was saying, even though she said it badly. She's looking for a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Logan does not offer that situation, but
no,
he's over 6'3". So I'm going to land in his arms and Hayden, I'll take a date. We'll see what happens. He can afford $100K on his dog, which means other things to me. And I thought it was as entertaining as you. I agree.
My favorite part is that Logan's roommate, it's a girl. I ran into her. I was fed her TikTok and she was like, hey, my name's whatever. Like, I live with Logan and I'm going to show you our disgusting fucking frat mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's this beautiful apartment. Like, obviously, like, because we were expecting him, like, having two roommates, like, ew. And so she was like, I'm going to show you them where we live. And it's really nice.
She didn't prove shit to me. If you got a roommate, you got a roommate. I don't care. You can live in, yeah, period. I don't give a shit. I understand that she's like, no, it's a nice place. Yeah, I'm sure it's nice for 25-year-old living in LA. If you're, you know, Kate, and you're and you're 30, hey, I have a roommate, but the place is nice. Get out of here.
That's me.
Yeah, good for you. I'm going to make assumptions. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. As you should.
No, but that's the thing. Like, it's like, you know, it is funny that these things sound bad. Like, Kate is built to sound bad. And she also, I think, Kate, in the grand sense, and we gave her a lot of credit this season, she knew what she was doing. Like, it wasn't I mean, this is someone who tried to go on Selling Sunset, or she was on Selling Sunset.
I have a prediction that she's going to be on Selling Sunset. I do not know at all, but I have a feeling that there's going to be an addition, and I feel like it could be her.
I would go, good for you. Good for you. I would say you did it. Like, again, Aaron's goal was to stay on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's goal is to become a multimillionaire via another show that she auditioned for on this show. Which she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who do we got biggest disappointment?
I guess I read this wrong. Disappointment. I put like Rodney, but it was more of like I was disappointed that he didn't meet someone. He wasn't a disappointment.
Yeah.
I was disappointed he didn't meet someone because I was like, you know what? This will be Rodney's you know, show. He was the best friend, super friend zone on Michelle's season. Like, this is it. And then, damn, I still didn't get it.
You're right. If I had read the question that way, I guess my biggest disappointment is that Michael and Danielle even stayed.
Oh,
let them go. Let them go fall in love. They can come back on the After the Rose and get an update. We could have gotten the same thing and just two new people if they had just gone. My biggest disappointment also was Wells. I don't know what Wells' purpose is anymore on this show. Make him the host or don't. We get these like weird curated, ultra produced moments with him to fill time. Mm-hmm. Every Wells moment is a fast forwardable thing. I'm not saying I don't like, I like him. I think they like him. But it's like, at what point does Wells evolve out of this?
I have some ideas later, but we all loved Wells
and it's like, oh, he's the bartender.
In this position.
Right. You go, he's the bartender. It's cute and fun for a minute. And then you go, All right, now we got to do Wells tell us story time. And, you know, and now he's acting like he's old, but he's not old enough to act old. I don't know. Like, come around, kids. Like, dude, you're like, you're my age.
We're the same age. Yeah. I think, okay, so if I had to pick a biggest disappointment, I would say the Love Island split. The girls didn't utilize that time the way they should have. And I'm like,
that's a good
man, one. And I wish they would have come back. So I mentioned how Love Island, the way they do it is they'll split them up. But when they come back to the beach, you are forced to either couple up with that person before you come back, or you're agreeing to stay with the person who you were with when you left.
So I don't watch the show, so I'm not familiar. Is there more people?
I guess there's no. It's the same like amount of people, but you're always you always have to be in a couple, just like the roses or whatever. But
even
even
before rose ceremony time, you have to be. So you have to. Victoria, there's got to be a butt for the seat.
Yes. So Victoria and Johnny, they were split up. Say Victoria was like, oh, I really like Alex. If she wanted to come back to the beach, she would either have to choose to either be like, I'm going to be with Alex now and show up to the beach with Alex and be like, sorry, Johnny. But Johnny could also do the same thing and be like, I want to be with Shanae or whoever. And then they could come back and they could both be coupled up and be like, oh, what the fuck? So we both chose other people instead of each other?
See,
or one person could choose.
See, let me give a little bit of pushback, because that's why we got the fun of Alex, Johnny, and Victoria on the beach, because they didn't have to choose until the rose ceremony. So they all had to like have a little bit of a mixer. Mm-hmm. You know, like we got that moment because they didn't have to choose. So I don't know.
I
hear what you're saying, because would we have lost, you know, would we have gotten no drama at all if she was like, well, I'm with Johnny still. And Alex isn't even an option because we haven't gotten to know each other enough, and I've gotten to know Johnny enough. If they all come back to the beach, they go, well, you're going to make a choice later tonight. Let's let these two meet each other now, Alex and Johnny. Yeah. Let's let these two tigers,
fight it out.
You know, prowl around another. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, though. Like, again, it's the Petri dish. You add a little variable, it changes things. I'm sure it would have gone in a dramatic way that way, too.
Yeah. Totally. So, I think it's really, that was my disappointment, was that I feel like it could have been better.
Well, I guess, the biggest disappointment, I'm going to revamp that, because in addition to that, that they didn't bring in good candidates.
Eligible people.
Yes. Eligible bachelors and bachelorettes. And they have enough people. There's enough people going around. And what I think they need to stop doing, and the reason that they don't have enough people, is they elevate certain people into bachelor royalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird. It's a little Hunger Games-ish that Rachel and Gabby get to be, what do they call them?
Bachelor
royalty. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, I guess bachelor royalty is what.
Because when we're at the Dome and the Undateables, when we go to like the live studio audience,
yeah,
and they go to the crowd, they go, "We have bachelor royalty here," and then they pan to like Becca, Rachel, Gabby, and you go, "Well." In this world, isn't the, you know, if they were sitting next to their husband and back of the house is their six kids with the babysitter, I would go, okay, they are cemented.
Mm-hmm.
When you're
Sean and Catherine Lowe.
Right.
They showed up. They literally have like four kids or something. They've been together ever since. They were also, Sean was like, they saved themselves for each other. They had like had sex before, but then they were like, we're not doing it until we get
born
married.
Again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, they are cemented.
Right. So Jared and Ashley I, as much as we didn't like their appearance, fine. Shit. Put them in there. But I'm saying, let's start bringing, like, I think they give too much credibility to having been the bachelorette or the bachelor, or having gotten a lot of screen time. Like a Greg Grippo, why isn't he on the beach? Why did he say no?
Man, why did he would have been good.
Right. So I think there's an element of like, and this is because of the social, you can see the way they hang out, the social media interactions. Some people are higher than others in this weird leveled world that like is unsaid. And it's like, I wish the show didn't admit to those levels as that the people have, that the Bachelor contestants have created. Like if I were them, I would offer, you know, whatever. I don't know if they offer money to these people to come to the beach or not. Do they?
I think you do get a certain amount of money doing Paradise. You don't get paid.
Not for the Bachelor.
Bachelor, but for Paradise you do. But it's not like a lot.
Right, but I would start upping that money. I would go to these people. I'd go, you can come here. We're going to up the money and we're going to make, to get eligible people. Because it seems like they get the twins because the twins are cheap. The twins are 23. Oh, yeah. They want more. The twins are coming for a social media pickup.
Charge more if you're bringing me onto the beach later. If you're going to keep me in a hotel and maybe not give me some screen time, you're going to pay me more.
So that's the thing. So you say to these people, it's like, I think it would be interesting to see. They're not getting the big people because they're not giving enough money, because these people say, I'm above it because I have enough of a following that I can make my social media money and all that stuff. They got to start being a player in this game, this show. It's disappointing when you get to the last couple weeks and they go, we're bringing in some more hot dudes. And then fucking, you know.
Then it's the twins.
Two children show up. Yeah. Two kids show up for summer camp and you go, what the fuck is this? I don't, you know. So that's my definitely.
That'd
a
be my nightmare. My right. Nightmare.
What's her name? Mara or Mara? Yeah, Mara. Mara. It is interesting that you can get a Mara who's like 32 to show up, and you can only get the dude that's 23.
So sad.
Hey. Okay, so. Biggest plot twist?
Yeah.
I had the split.
The split. Yeah, the split was brand new. We had never brand seen new. Anything like that. On other shows, yes, but this was so, I agree. That was really fresh.
It was fun.
For this show. I just said, obviously, Victoria. That was a plot twist. I mean, what does Greg think seeing Victoria telling Johnny that he's going to be the father of my children? I'm like,
I don't know. No. This is why I think they're a business agreement of a relationship. I'm sure they're like good together, but their whole relationship is probably talking about what's the next thing we can do to get in People magazine.
Yeah.
Like that's what they get off to together. Like I think Greg's a part of that. I think Victoria's a part of that. But you're right. The plot twist of her becoming the grand villain, the Wicked Witch of the West at the end.
But we knew. My favorite reference that you've ever made was Scooby-Doo, like taking off the mask and it was literally her. All
it was Victoria.
My favorite thing you've ever said.
Best drama on the beach.
I loved the Kate and Logan, like watching Kate just
right.
Kind of the editors of that scene, incredible. Like showing her say the same thing like four different times to Love four it. Different people. I mean, that
what was the line?
My sister in Christ. My I'm 33.
What a fraud.
What was yours?
Mine was anytime a man wanted to do the actual premise of the show. Anytime a man was like, I want to date another woman. What? How could you? Do the like, show, you know?
How dare you?
How dare you do exactly what the show promised you could do and date another person? The women would react to that as if they. I mean, it's such a fun tactic to just make this other person the most evil person you've ever met for doing exactly what the show would allow.
Or like,
you to do.
or the women being like. Why didn't you tell me not to go? Why didn't you say I couldn't go?
I want you to want me not to go on the date that the show told me to go on. Yeah,
what?
It is a lot every time. That was always the best drama. Dumbest move.
What did you have?
This was works into the biggest disappointment, just not having viable candidates. Like, have some people that are, it just, here's my biggest, have people with jobs. Make it a week. Let's do a week at a time. Have people mm-hmm. that can take a week off of work to do this. I would rather that than someone's calling the twins' house, the mom picking up and going, hello? Hey, this is the Bachelor producers. We're looking for Justin or Johnny. Hey, Justin! Like her at her Connecticut yeah. home. They're on the phone. They watch you at the beach. Mom! Do you have my bathing suit? You know, no, if you don't have your own phone line, we don't want you here.
Right. You can't be here if your parents are still paying for right. your phone plan.
Well, listen, let's not be too hard.
Actually, you know what?
Let's not be too hard. There'd be a lot of me that couldn't go on this show if that was yeah. a rule.
I said Kate talking shit. I just, like, you're mic'd up when she was on the reunion and she was like, this was not meant for you to hear. And it's like, huh?
Right.
You're on national television. Yeah, there are cameras everywhere. You have a microphone on you.
Right. The road has run up. It's unpaved. You have run out of real estate to keep making these claims. Own it.
Yeah.
Take the loss. Whatever. So most likely to post a notes screenshot apology.
I didn't know what to put for this.
Well, it's a tough one to answer. The way I answered the most likely to post a notes apology, I said Brittany. I think Brittany.
You know, I forgot about her.
Right. And that's probably, she's probably, you know, I think she's going to look back and go, he was a nice guy. I kind of came off a little cold. I don't right. know. I just see.
No, I could see that. I could see that. Man, I literally forgot about her.
Right.
We haven't mentioned her this whole time.
Well, because they're, you know, I guess I don't really, you know, Tyler, woe is me. His woe is me was like, yeah, dude, you got dumped. It happens. She didn't want to date you anymore. Okay. I don't really stay up at night for Tyler. But I do think Brittany's going to like, I don't know. I just, again, from the outside, it's like when you see a couple, you go, oh, they seem nice. You know?
Yeah, but I feel like she would do be like, listen, like this wasn't meant to hurt Tyler, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I can agree with you on that. All I have is this vision of Tyler walking back into the studio after like consoling Johnny outside, looking like he was going to fucking like fight Greg Grippo.
Yeah.
Like it's like, dude,
chill. He did look like he was a human, like, hold me back. Hold me back. You know,
yes.
Like,
that's yeah, how he that entered vibe. The studio. I was like, okay. But looks like a, like
Disney Channel original.
A cupcake. Like,
yeah,
he's not going to do anything.
Yeah. What do you have for the best hang?
I said Flo. I feel like she'd be dope. I like super
Flo
chill.
Flo seems like a great hang.
I feel like let's go out to a bar one night and make out with some 23-year-olds. Who cares? Like,
mine was Aaron because as a guy, he is bros before hoes personified.
Oh yeah, he'd be bro code. You could cheat. He could literally see you fucking another girl. When you have a girlfriend,
to the grave.
Be like, bro code.
Bro
won't
code.
Won't say anything.
That guy, he is on a bachelor party. If everyone's like, we're gonna go take naps. Aaron's like, I'm going to the casino. Yeah, he's always game. It's just like, you know, Aaron's the guy in the pool. Like, hey, you guys want to play like a game in the pool? He's making games up. Like, I just, as bad as he is to be getting into a relationship, is as good as he would be to have as a hang for a dude. Shots, like the idea of him going, I don't want any shots, is like insane to me. I don't think that exists for him.
I bet Aaron parties a lot.
Right. And that's why, you know, listen, him and that guy with James, they seem to have a nice relationship as friends.
Yeah, those guys are gang. James, like, how's James doing, I wonder? I haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, we don't hear from him often, but, you know, again, you hope Aaron picked him up afterwards and they still hang. Maybe we find out they're not as good close of friends because they've gone different levels in the nation.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what James thinks watching Aaron on the season. Do you think he was like, dude, chill?
Nah, he's probably like most guys, you know, that see their friends and relationships are like, they back away. Yeah. You don't say a word. Good luck with that one.
You know what? Not my problem.
Not my issue, yeah. The best friendship on the beach. I just had the dudes in general. It seemed like many guys on this beach were there to stay on the beach with their buddies. Like it seemed like they're, again, Aaron's goal was not that different than Logan's or the rest of the guys that just wanted to, like when Rodney left, it felt like the men were so mad because they're like, we lost the crew.
Yes, I agree. I mean, every season, whether it's Bachelorette or Paradise, the dudes are just so close. Like
they're like into each other.
They're gang. Yeah.
Right.
They are there for each other. They're like, we're friends for life. And
right.
The guys have a trauma bond that is unbreakable.
Apparently. Who did you have for best friendship?
I had the twins. I mean, literally, they both got out of the relationships at the end. They're like, let's go home and have mom's Sunday sauce.
Right.
Like, that's there's no stronger
we'll
bond.
We'll always have each other.
Than having the same jeans and Sunday
we'll
sauce.
Always dress alike, except for one necklace that's silver or gold. Too good for paradise. What do you think?
I said, Jesenia. I feel like I felt like it was a choice to bring her on, but like, I think I didn't think she needed any of this. Like, she didn't get what she wanted. She's super hot. Man, you should see her skin. And it is like, there isn't a pore on her face.
Is she little?
Yes, small.
Yeah, she seems small. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
really
always
small.
Interested in their heights.
She's really small.
Yeah. Every Jesenia scene, even from the first last season when she was on this season, it's just like, it felt like she would sit down every day with a contract to her right.
Mm-hmm.
Like as if she was on an interview for a company and she was representing the company being like, hi, let's go through these questions. You know, like it felt like she was and it's not really the vibe for the show.
I don't think she needed to be. I think having her on, again, we should have picked, not that she's not an eligible person, I think, like, obviously is, but I think there were better choices that are, like, more dramatic choices that we could bring or more interesting choices.
Anytime the former leads would come on the show as, like, the big sister, like, when Gabby and Rachel came on as the big... They should be on the show. They're not too good for paradise. They should be in paradise. Like,
yeah. Also, why are they giving relationship advice? Neither of them were able to keep their engagements.
Trashing a guy who went on their show for a week. Like, come on. Yeah, I don't know. It's cringiest moment. I had Jared and Ashley I.
You know, I saw yours and I was like, damn, that really was... I never got to talk about the Jared and Ashley. I was gone that week,
right.
But I watched it. And that is, what the fuck? Why did they bring them on? Why were they actually experiencing paradise? Not just let me talk to you a little bit about and give some advice, but we're sleeping at the beach?
And they're the only ones that went in the boom boom room, supposedly. Yeah, the whole Jared Ashley, that cringy, the idea that, hey, the marriage is, you know, it's tough to get time together. So we came to a beach with 1,000 cameras and a bunch of people we don't know to reconnect. It's like that storyline, I understand why they use it. It's not true, but also if it is true. Oh, my God. Like
go to a Four Seasons. What do you mean? Like get a...
This is how you reconnect.
Do a partnership deal with a hotel.
With a bunch of 23-year-olds around you. Like, what do you... Yeah, and it's like, if they had been on for 10 minutes, fine. But it became this, like... It was the, you know... It was like the college kids coming back to high school for, you know, the high school party. Like, get out of here.
It was weird. Weird.
What did you have for a cringiest moment?
I had, I'm still not over the way NC was crying over Andrew. Like, the dramatics of that is so high. Also, when I typed her name, it autocorrected to eBay.
She probably gets that all fucking time.
But like, that's I hated that. I thought that was so cringy. Like, it was such a dramatic reaction to knowing somebody for 24 hours.
Yeah.
The begging, him just begging.
And just the idea that, like, what a miscalculation of what a standard is. Like, for her to be like, you better choose me. And he's like, I'm having a conversation with someone. Let me, you know, make sure that this is squared away. I'm coming back to you. Like, oh, and he better come over here. He better. And it's like you have, it's like this idea of like, what does it mean to be chaste? And it's like, you know, when someone says I want to be chaste, yeah, I understand that. That I want to feel loved. I want to feel considered. And it's like, if you miscalculate that, it looks bad. And it looks, and it becomes about pride. And that's where it looked like for NC. Yeah.
I mean, she gave him an ultimate, like she was telling the girl, she was like, if he doesn't leave with me the next time I pull him over, I'm done.
Right.
Like if he doesn't stop talking to her, he's in the middle of a conversation.
Well, that's when it becomes about ego and pride, because she's like, I'm saying this to other people because I'm going to show them, look at me, I have these standards, but she's miscalculated them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bad look. Biggest villain. We both agree.
Victoria.
A villain in a, it's almost the anti-hero. You know, this is like, because I do cheer for Victoria. I like Victoria even at, same. I still think she's, I'm a Victoria fan even though knowing she's the villain. It's Breaking Bad. It's you're cheering for the villain. You know, we know we're cheering for the villain, but, you know, it's Walter.
It feels weird. Yeah. But it's like, I still like her a lot. I think I still really like her, whatever. She ended up getting out of a relationship. That doesn't affect me.
No, it's Breaking Bad. We're cheering for, you know, the person doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely to return to paradise. I had Mara. I think she's at the airport now.
If she comes back, I mean, that's,
she'll come back. I mean, she'll be back.
She better be like in the cast.
She texts the producer every day.
Yeah, there's like, no question. So I just want to make sure you guys know that I am interested in being on Paradise. I said Logan. I think Logan's going to come back.
I agree with you.
I think he needs a... They're not going to let Logan go until he finds someone.
No, and he's perfect fodder for this show. He's a guy who's, you know, he likes to date around and he's can be convinced, you know.
He'll do the show.
What he did isn't wrong, but he is also, you can tell he's like a, you know, he's good fodder for this. He's perfect. Yeah.
Perfect for the show.
And he's tall, so he's going to get a lot of women to like him. And he's also not too gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, his look medium is relatable. Hot. He's medium hot. He's not too jacked. He's not, you know, he's guy that people have dated before or would like to date.
Yeah, you want to date a medium hot guy because the guys that are too hot, they're going to, like, definitely fuck you over. But, like, a medium hot guy, it's more of, like, you know, you have a little bit of an upper hand.
Right, but he's almost too confident to even know he's medium hot, which is good.
Yes. Yes.
Paradise MVP.
Aaron. He did what he came to do. Mm-hmm. Like he was there from the jump and he stayed till the very actual last second.
Right.
Until he actually had to like commit to something. I mean, he did. That he I think he won he won that this season.
I had Victoria. Just, she had the best storylines all season. Alex versus Johnny. Johnny versus her. versus engagement.
And she won.
Johnny versus Greg Grippo. She was chef's kiss.
She still comes out on top.
Yep. Final right, so rose who, of the season. Who do you give it to?
I'm giving it. So I know we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
And how gross it was. But the fact that the Paradise Mansion is still standing and hasn't been swept away by global warming is incredible.
Good, like, good work on you. That,
yeah. I'm watching the, you know, the, what are those called? The drones, like doing the mm-hmm. aerial view of it. And I'm like, man, that water's getting close.
Survive. That,
the beach is getting shorter and shorter. What about you?
I have the producers. The yeah. After the final rose, the getting, I mean, admitting to the social media stuff that people were seeing, they were as flexible as I've seen them be. They did the split. I like that. They did in the in-studio, bringing in a guy who was never even on the show. Getting him on the show is just quite a triumph, I think. I
Brilliant.
Know they were willing participants, but to put that all together, to have Johnny in the hot seat and then go, okay, Victoria, bring her out, sit her next to Johnny, and then have Johnny leave, walk by the guy she's cheating on him with is
oh,
wild.
Right. He had to walk by him to leave the studio.
Right. He's there. They're in the same room. So, like, for those producers, good job. Good job, producers. You did it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the whole, like, getting the second Sierra leaves, they're like, bring Danielle down. It's time to bring Danielle down. They just broke up. Sierra's leaving. Get her on the beach.
Right. Danielle holding Michael A. there. You could tell they held him there for Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
He should have left when Sierra left.
Yeah, he should have.
What do you, so we're done with our categories. Do you have any changes you'd like to do for the show? I have some ideas.
So I've talked about this before and I still fully stand by it. I think there should be an element of sort of like a Big Brother element to it where there are like cameras that you can watch because there's so much happening all the time.
Right.
Like, I want to see how Aaron and Genevieve are, not just like the craziest parts that they decide to clip together, but I want to see how they are daily. Like put it on whatever Hulu and make it a specific package that you have to buy or like an
right.
extra payment thing or like a whatever. But I would stream that. I would pay for that. I think seeing the stuff, all the bits and pieces that we don't get context for, I think would be good. I want to watch Kate go up to each individual girl and tell the same exact story. I want put that together in my head. And then when the show actually comes on and they clip it together, I mean, I would lose it.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you're right. I would love to see that. The little in-betweensies.
I would love. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to see in between the rows or like.
Right.
Between the thorns or something.
So I was thinking they need a bell that you have to ring on the beach, okay, that gets you one thing of normalcy with your partner.
Oh.
So like you ring the bell, I want to see their cell phone. Bring out their cell phone. You ring the bell, bring out a couch. I want to do Netflix with them on the couch. I want to see what this is like. I want, you ring the bell, we're going to do dinner. I want to see how this relationship would work.
Yo, the phone thing would be tough.
Right. Ring the bell. Give me the phone. You get 10 minutes with their phone. Stuff like that.
You wouldn't need 10 minutes with my phone. You would, the second you open it up, something's going to just jump out at you.
Game over. Now, here's my other idea. Something I realized this season is they all come on the beach with a list of people that they're like thinking
hoping
about.
Hoping to see, yeah.
Hoping to see. We should get access to that list.
Mm.
We should be able to see, the minute we see their face on the beach, to the right on the screen, it should show who they have on their list. And we say to everyone that comes on, who are the five people you want to see here? We should get to see that before the show. So, like, Logan shows up. We see his face. Next to it, the five women he'd like to see. Has he been in contact with them? I wish we had that information. And yeah. Maybe, like, the challenge and, like, Road Rules Real World, we do mm-hmm. a season where it's everyone's on each other's list. So we go... when they cast it, they go, give us your list. And they make sure everyone has someone that is on each other's list.
I think that's a great idea.
Like,
yeah, having that visibility would be really good.
Right, just to know, because it's like, it's weird when like Eliza shows up and goes, oh, well, Justin was on my, or Rodney was someone I was talking to. Like, I want to know who they were talking to.
I do want to know like the whole Romeo and Jill and
right.
Kira situation. Like, I didn't know, like, I felt left out of that entire thing. It's like, okay, there was this thing, but like, I don't know how deep it was. I was like, this feels weird that I'm watching this. I feel like I was eavesdropping on something I wasn't privy to.
Right. Give us let us know. Here are the people I've been talking to. If one of them shows up, we get a little bell rings. There's a list. Someone's list is getting. Mm-hmm. We would know the two people who, like, oh, they're both. And here's what it does. Airing of the list makes them more aware.
Yeah.
So they go, if Kate's on Logan and on Johnny's list, Kate shows up, they go, oh, I wrote her down. You know, that becomes more, they're more aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the cast members are allowed to know each other's lists?
Yeah.
Or is it just for us?
I think for everybody.
Okay.
The list should be
open to the public.
Open, framed, on the beach. Here's my last change. And I think this is a really important one. There's so much made there's parts in this show where they go, I need a date tonight. I need a date, right? They go, I got to mm-hmm. stay. I need a one-on-one. Or they go, the men have the roses, or the women have the roses, like all that stuff. And we go, why did the women get the roses again? Why did the men get the roses again? We should have competitions for these Survivor style.
I was just about to say we should have some sort of challenge
right.
as well.
So, hey, because listen, if Johnny wins the one-on-one date and Logan doesn't, maybe Johnny stays on the beach and Logan can't stay on the beach because he can't make a connection. So we need like the men to compete for dates or first dates or all of them to compete because then
I
you can have like
all of them should.
Word
I think they
games
need to
and spelling bees. Right. And also to compete men versus women for who gets the rose.
Yeah.
So now they become a team against the men versus the women. And then they do individual events to get the date. So just like in Survivor, you have the tribes go against each other to like see who goes to the, you know, whatever. The elimination, and then you have the individual events that see who gets the date.
They could also do one where if like towards the end with all like when you're actually in a couple, maybe the couples have to, they challenge the other couples for the boom boom room.
Right. Things like that. And that's where we bring Wells in. Wells mm-hmm. becomes the Jeff Probst.
Yes.
You know, this is where Wells gets a different job and we get to, you know, have a reason for him. So,
yeah, I think that's a great idea. There needs to be something than just like them sitting around.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it'll fill up the show. That gets rid of Jared and Ashley I. That gets rid of, you know, the date with the twins that we really don't care about. You know, listen, and what it does also is like it kind of makes this whole idea of like Aaron just with Genevieve not a thing as much anymore because now there's a chance someone goes, hey, Genevieve, come on a date with me.
Yes.
Like out of nowhere.
So, yeah, that's a great idea. I love that.
From our podcast to the producer's ears.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. A great season, Kay. We did it.
Wow, we really did it. And we will be back next week for our last episode of the season, which is crazy. I don't even think I know when The Bachelor starts. I'm assuming it's late January.
I saw something like that.
I think it's like in January, but we have a solid month off. So Make sure you are still following us, though, on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right. We will see you next week for our last episode of the season. Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.